Nigeria's number one talk station, 99.3 Nigeria. And for a very lovely morning to you, Lagos, Nigeria. Welcome to the last hour of the show. I'm Sharif Quadri. How are you doing, by the way, wherever you are? This morning was news about staples prices being doubled in the market. Have you gone to the market lately? Do you deal on foodstuff and food commodities? What's the price like? What's business like? Are you thinking of quitting your business because people are not coming to buy? Because gravely, spending power must have been affected, whether we like it or not. But hey, that will be our conversation for another day. Today, this morning, let's talk about people who are in business, people who are starting up a business, people who want to start a business, people who have been infected by COVID and they're trying to bring life back into the business. We will try as much as possible to give you some direction and, of course, open up the phone lines and discuss with my guest this morning. Ask him any question you want to ask him if you're a young startup, if you're a young school leaver, university leaver, and you're thinking of career path to follow, and maybe some professional courses that you should go for, your passion and everything. Let's see if we can give you some direction this morning, because like I said earlier, we like here on Nigeria Info, we like to bring value to your radio. We like to give you some direction. We even like to give you opportunities to relate with the best minds out there that could help you in one way or the other. So you're welcome to the show if you're just joining us. Thank you. Again, we're live on Facebook and YouTube, Nigeria Info 99.3. On Twitter, we are at Nigeria Info FM. The WhatsApp number, I'll give that out in a moment. But let me quickly bring up my guest in the studio. Olusoji Olawoye is the MD and CEO of Resource Intermediaries Limited. He is an expert when it comes to the conversation we're about to have right now. Mr. Soji, good morning to you. It's good to have you here.
Good morning, Sheriff. It's a privilege to be here with you as well.
Finally. You have been so busy. We've been wanting to do this for like 2 weeks now or so.
Well, that's true, actually. A few schedules here and there just clashed.
Yeah. Well, how is it though?
It's great. Heads above water, as it is. Thriving rather than surviving, actually.
Indeed. Let's start this way for people to have better grasp of our conversation. When someone wants to start a business, what are the steps to be taken? Because listen, Mr. Soji, I know that this is not the usual practice, but people just start a business. I want to know, we just start a business. We just go and print. That's if they even want to print business card. We just start a business and call it Lusoji and Sons. And that's just it. But please educate us. What are the right things to do if you're planning, if one is planning to start up a business?
Very good question. And three basic steps, really. Okay. Most significant is you must be value focused. Right. Put differently, what problem do you have a solution for? That solution is the value that you're providing. It is a solution that then attracts value, the money that you expect from the customer. So first critical thing is you must be value focused.
Right.
Next to that is you must be sure that the people that have the problems that you have a solution for actually have the capacity to pay for your solution. Otherwise, you may have a solution, but they do not have the capacity to pay. Right. It will just be a very expensive hobby then, not a business, which is what most people have gotten into. Third is, peradventure, the people that have need for your solution may not be within your geographical space. So you must invest in marketing. And that's a lot easier these days with social media and all of that.
That's right.
So people must know that you actually have a solution. So your immediate neighborhood community may not be able to afford or pay for your solution. But if you're looking at a global world with 7 billion people, whatever product or service that is really a solution to some problems, right, there'll be buyers. Now, the more people that have the problem that you have a solution for, or the more unique your solution is. For example, we're in the COVID era.
That's right.
You can see what the vaccines and all of that. Whoever developed those vaccines,
They're in money.
Look at Zoom and all of that.
That's right.
Those are solutions to problems, and people are buying worldwide.
Indeed. Now let's localize this, Mr. Soji. You are a graduate of economics, so people don't play they don't place emphasis on how to study their terrain before they start a business. You have said provide solution. How do you determine, you know, what determines the kind of business one should do?
Very good question also, and I'd like to make a quick distinction. You see, a lot of people, when they talk business, they're just talking trading. And there's a big distinction between trading as a business and entrepreneurship as a business.
That's right.
A typical trader just buys and sells whatever is in need. And traders hardly provide value. It's all about the profit. Once I have a spread, what really determines value is entrepreneurship. And that is principally value-based rather than profit-focused. And an entrepreneur is usually patient for that profit to come because they recognize it will take some time. So if we say in Nigeria, for example, there are lots of problems, that actually means there are lots of businesses.
Is that what it means?
That's what it means. You know, when we talk of diversity, COVID and all of that, entrepreneurship thrives in such environments.
Oh.
Traders don't, because the trader is just looking at buying and selling.
That's right.
But the entrepreneur, no, just finds a solution to that problem at that moment, for that season. Entrepreneurs actually crave for crisis.
Ah, that's not good though.
Well, the reality is that's when they actually, the solutions they provide becomes higher in demand and needed. Of course, corporate governance and integrity is required. So I'm not talking of entrepreneurs just
causing a problem or something.
Not that.
No, indeed. Now, let's narrow it down to entrepreneurs themselves. You work with entrepreneurs. You relate with them. You mentor them. Tell us exactly what is happening in that space right now, because I heard it's been very difficult for some of them.
Yes, it's difficult. But again, a lot has to do with two basic things. The entrepreneurship is not for everybody. It's required someone who has the capacity for risk, because entrepreneurship actually is risk-based as it is. The risk of this would work or it may not work. So it's not for everybody. That's why I said a lot of people are just traders. So once it's rough and it's hot, oh, they change that business. They pack up. Entrepreneurs don't. Right. So it's tough, but it's tough if you have not focused on two basic things, most significant of which is you must first believe that you're going to make it through. Believe is key for entrepreneurs.
Conviction for all entrepreneurs. You must be convinced yourself I will survive this.
Second to that is that action is required. It's not just staying on the belief side. You must act on that belief. There's certain things that needs to be done. Many people are struggling because there's what you call the law of the lead. No business can aspire or grow beyond the knowledge of the founder or the key driver. It's the law of the lead. Most entrepreneurs assume they know it all. But a successful, wise, experienced entrepreneur is constantly learning because they know that that business cannot go beyond the knowledge that they have. Related to that is recognizing that your staff are your key assets. So it's not just the founder or the driver or the MD that is self-developing.
That's right.
You must train your people.
You must invest in your people.
And a typical trader doesn't believe in training anybody because they are afraid. I train them, then they leave and all of that. An entrepreneur's mindset is different because they know the more knowledge that the business has access to, then the easier it is to navigate through those stormy periods.
Is a business environment friendly for an average Nigerian entrepreneur?
Absolutely not. It's not friendly. But again, like I said, it's the environment that actually derives the greatest value in terms of benefit to the entrepreneur, provided you can determine what solutions you have for which problems. You see, at periods like this, more than before, where liquidity is scarce, people are spending on their needs, not their wants. So you need to check your business. is the product or service that you're rendering, is it really a need or a want? If it's not a need, you're not likely to do well. Because the resources I have that is scarce, the money I have,
that's right.
I'm not interested in luxuries and just spending anyhow at this period. But if what you have is a need, people don't price needs. They just want a solution. If you have a terrible toothache now, terrible, and you're unable to move and you're not coherent, I'm not sure you'll be looking so much at the maker of the drug or the brand and word of
that's
it.
Right.
If I let you
just
know
want
that
a solution.
This works, I have used it, and two, three people confirm, you just take it. You just want a solution. So the environment, yes, is tough. But again, entrepreneurs thrive in such moments. And because they consistently work on their knowledge base,
that's right.
They consistently find out what needs to be changed or amended or adjusted through that journey.
Indeed. In case you're just joining us, you're welcome. It's a Morning Crossfire, and we're talking how we can help entrepreneurs here in Nigeria. I have with me Olusoji Oyawe. He's a 1987 graduate of economics, who also holds a postgraduate diploma and a master's degree, both in business management. He's a social entrepreneur. He's a co-founder and MD and CEO of a leading HR consulting firm, Resource Intermediaries Limited, where he has been since year 2006. He is a non-executive director in three other companies in Nigeria, here in Ghana, and the chairman of a microfinance bank. He's also a certified member of the John Maxwell team, an elite group of certified coaches and communicators mentored by renowned leadership expert and New York Times best-selling author John C. Maxwell. That's who we have in the studio this morning. Like I said, it's going to be very highly interactive, quite interactive this morning. I would like for entrepreneurs out there to interact with us this morning, and let's hear your own questions, your own worries and concerns as regards your business. And let's see if we can, you know, chipping some direction for you this morning. The studio numbers are 0700-993-993-993. That is 0700-993-993-993. And 01465-7190. That is 01465-7190. This is strictly for entrepreneurs out there. If you want to start a business as well, feel free to call in. Mr. Soji is here. This is his forte, so you are in good hands. So be rest assured. And please go straight to the point when you call in. Good morning to you.
Yeah, good morning.
Morning to you.
Yeah, I'm calling from Lekki. My name is Adeoye.
Welcome, Adeoye.
I really love the way your guest spoke this morning. I just want to find out, is there any way you can share his contact?
Oh, absolutely. That's for sure.
I would like to speak with him after this.
That is for sure.
Because I'm an entrepreneur. I used to work in a multinational for over 2 decades, but I've started my own business now. And going into the future, I really want to interact with him based on his experience and exposure. So that's why I'm calling.
That's fine. Stick around. We'll share his details. Definitely. That is for certain. That like I said, we bring value to radio, and that's why we're here. Let's speak with KG. KG is in Yaba. KG, hi. Good morning to you.
Yeah. Good morning, Sherry.
Morning to you.
Good morning to your guest. Quick one. As much as we love the accolades and all his achievements and all of that, I think they need to help the entrepreneurs more. What am I saying? What are they doing in terms of forcing the hand of the government to do the needful? For example, the bottle water, pure water industry, they are gradually folding up. People are losing their businesses on a daily basis. What are they doing to ensure that people have the raw material? Isn't it enough to have, I'm an entrepreneur for close to 10 years now. Isn't enough to have all of these? Is enough to have the enabling environment? Sheriff, I'll give you a quick story. There's a lady in Italy that she's doing fantastically well.
Okay.
In watermelon.
Oh, KG, are you there? KG, are you there?
Yeah, I'm there. Okay. The government does everything for her in terms of give her all she needs, and they do take up for her. As an entrepreneur, she will thrive. She's making a whole lot of money. So I want to ask him, being a professional, what are they doing?
If I may ask you, KG, what are the most challenging things that those in that space are faced with right now?
Raw material, especially. raw material especially, because everything comes from China or from other places. And these are the things that we can't produce here in Nigeria. We want them, they are on top, we want them to talk more to the government, to do the needful for people to, you know, for people to thrive. We have all these, you know, technical things in our head, you know, but the environment.
All right, KG.
It's not a laughing thing.
Mr. Soji will attend to that. Let's speak with Biodun, after which we'll come to you. Good morning to you, Biodun.
My name is Biodun Oshaga.
Welcome, Biodun.
I'm
Biodun, please turn off your radio quickly. Please do.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. I have a device that is good for, it produces fuel, it produces gas fuel for vehicles. It's good for transportation, people that are in transportation industries.
Did you invent this device?
Yeah, it's a device that I produce on my own.
You invented it?
I invented it.
So the device produces fuel out of what?
Out of cells. And it has also its own solvent inside. When you connect it to the battery in the car, it produces fuel along with the gas fuel, along with the fuel the car is using. So through the air flow, it gets into the engine and
okay.
it burns along the fuel. It reduces your fuel consumption by 70%.
By 70%?
Yes.
Do you have a name for this product?
Yeah, I just invented it.
Okay.
I call it Echo Device.
Echo Device?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Biodun, you know what we're going to do? Just, do you have any question for him?
Not exactly.
No, I just need because
we lost Biodun's call. Biodun, just stick around.
For both of the last two callers, the reality is I understand the challenges. And my observation in my own 15 years as an entrepreneur.
Please, I beg you, please hold on. Gladys has been on the line. Thought that we. Gladys, hi. Good morning to you.
Morning, Sheriff.
Morning to you.
How are you today?
Very well, Gladys.
And morning to your guest, Mr. Shola.
Sir Soji.
Well, I'm an entrepreneur. The issue is that, like in my own agro processing of fruits and vegetables, the issues we are facing now is the prices of fruits fluctuating, and so you are not able to balance the pricing of the product, because if you are saying this is the price for my product,
yeah,
and all of a sudden the prices keep going up and down, it affects the profit margin because of some of the raw materials, like for example pineapples. We is only one state that is producing pineapple in Nigeria, that is Edo State, supplying everywhere, so we back off it from Benin Republic. And so when the borders were shut, till now, they opened the border. The prices have refused to change because the prices have been very high. So those are the issues. Government policies that don't favor entrepreneurship in Nigeria. Thank you.
Thank you, Gladys, for chipping that in. Mr. Soji, please hold the line. I know.
You may have to get a paper and then, so I don't lose.
Yes, please. Please take this one. Take this one. Please take this one. We need to go out on a quick break, yeah?
Right.
I have so many calls coming through. We'll need to go on a quick break. When we return, we'll attend to the first three calls that we've received so far. KG was talking about the challenges that Pure Water people that deals on bottled and packaged water, what they faced with, what they are facing, and of course Biodun also called talking about a device that he invented, looking at how he can put it out there, and I'm glad he's the fluctuating food prices based on government policies. We'll talk more on all of this when we return. Olusoji Olao is here. Oyewole rather.
Oyewole. We'll be back. As usual. Nigeria Info.
We are the nation's number one talk station, 99.3 Nigeria Info. Welcome back to the Morning Crossfire. 8:39 is the time from our studios. I am Sheriff Quadri. On the Morning Crossfire today, we are looking at businesses, entrepreneurs surviving the harsh economic condition here in Nigeria. I have Olusoji Oyawoye here in the studio with me. Olusoji Oyawoye is a non-executive director in three companies in Nigeria and in Ghana. He's also a chairman of a microfinance bank. Olusoji Oyawe, thank you again for coming around, Mr. Soji. It's good to have you again. It's always a pleasure to have you. Now, let's talk about the first three callers that called in, KG, Biodun, and Gladys.
Thank you so much again, Sheriff. Just like one of the callers said, right, just put all those so-called titles and profiles to the side. Because I've been an entrepreneur now in this environment for 15 years.
Okay.
Right. But most of these accomplishments are in the last maybe 5 years. So it's not as if I haven't gone through these policy constraints and the challenges in the environment as well. In fact, our main business did not break even until year five.
That's your main business?
Until the fifth year, as it is. We're making losses for 5 years. The subsequent businesses we have set up have not waited that long to be profitable because we had since learned. So one key advice I would give to any entrepreneur or anyone in business is to get a business coach.
Okay.
Get a business coach. Now, a lot of them would not provide their services free. It's part of the requirements of you investing in yourself, as it is. Some will cost you time, some will cost you money. But then you would achieve a lot more. You won't need to wait 5 years to break even because the lessons they have learned in those critical moments of failure have become experience and they'll help you make better decisions. Now, do you see government policies, yes, in our environment, Nigeria, are completely inappropriate in the main. Now, my conclusion is that is that way because government policies seems to be principally focused at trading rather than entrepreneurship. Now, trading basically is buy and sell. That's why the government will wake up and say, ban cryptocurrency, ban these goods for export or for import. That's a trader mentality, as it is. And entrepreneurial thinking creates policies that recognizes that entrepreneurs would wait 1, 2, 3 years before they can even be profitable. So you give them tax breaks. You provide enabling environment, startup capital and funds under certain criteria. So that's not there. But if we talk from now to tomorrow, I don't think that's what would change that. So what do you want to do as an entrepreneur? You see, what enables one to succeed in business or entrepreneurship in particular, it's more of a psychological and emotional readiness than technical skills, even than having the money. You must be psychologically and emotionally ready, right? Because entrepreneurship is not for everybody. It's a very tough, rough climate. There will be lots of hardships. And this is anywhere in the world. It may be more pronounced in Nigeria as it is. Now, the gentleman that spoke about his bottled water and materials. Now, what I would do, which is entrepreneurial thinking, if I'm in that kind of businesses, if the typical bottle is 55 CL, as it is, and costs have gone up, who says I can have a bottled water with 10 CL or 20 CL? So in terms of the naira put out, the buyer may not be able to afford the 100 naira 150, but they can get a 20 CL for 30 naira, 40 naira, or something almost as close as pure water. And you position that product where it matters. For example, you can't go and be selling bottled water in some parts of Lagos. I don't want to dish some neighborhoods. They won't buy as it is. Same way, you can't sell pure water in some parts of Lagos. Nobody would buy.
That's right.
Because they want the bottled. In fact, your bottle has to be well packaged.
That's right.
I shared on my handle a while ago. I traveled sometime and there were 6 bottles of water on my table in the hotel room. 4 of the bottles were same size, same look, but one bottle was almost thrice the size and beautifully colored. Without reading any of the labels, I opened the large bottle and drank. After I'd finished drinking, I then saw the label that it was $7 that I had drank. The other small bottles were free. 5 free bottles, the same water. See what packaging does?
Packaging?
Yes.
You didn't bother to check the price.
I just was attracted by the package. Right. Then what you want to do also, you see, people don't really buy products or services. People buy people.
Say that again.
People don't really buy products or services. What people really buy is people. All purchase decisions are emotional. All purchase decisions. That's what adverts and marketing have come to do. They tap into your emotions. Before you know it, your Momo button is touched and you are buying. I'm sure you've also bought some things and gotten home and you're like, why did I buy this thing? So with that understanding, if you're in business or an entrepreneur, you must position yourself out there as somebody that is known and can be trusted before they buy what you are selling. That's why for an entrepreneur, that process of positioning yourself right as an individual or your organization as a respectable of business will take some time. That's entrepreneurship as it is. So if I speak now, the name itself, some level of expectations. We have a co-work facility called The Bunker as it is. When we opened the one in Yaba, one of the training rooms, the windows were glazed, but no blinds. Then a month after, someone went there who knew me and knew that I'm associated with that venue and said, "And you people said Soji has some interest in this bunker facility, and Soji left these windows like this. It can't be."
I get where you're going with that.
When I heard, within a week, we put blinds
there. I get where you're going with that.
The person had an expectation that if Soji Oyawoye is associated with this, there's a certain level of expectation.
That's right.
But it's taken me 15 years to build that reputation. So if you follow that way, then price changes price. People will pay a premium for your product or service. Now, for the gentleman who invented a lovely product, a solution, again, my question for him is, you need to then remember the second thing I said about starting a business. First is you must have a solution to a problem. You have a solution. The next thing is the people who have the problem you have a solution for must know that you exist.
That's right.
This gentleman needs to be active online. You should have a YouTube handle where you position this, your invention. You must be on Instagram and Facebook. And be patient. It won't be immediately. Those that have need for that, your solution, will find you out.
That's right.
And some of these handles, you need to do paid adverts. And these days, sometimes they're as cheap as 2,000-3,000 naira.
Well, I'm sorry, Soji. Fumilola Adetayo on YouTube says she's bothered about that advert that you just mentioned now. According to her, she said that, you know, these adverts are too much for entrepreneurs. And he's saying that government should subsidize part of the overhead for entrepreneurs.
While I can relate with that view, I'm emphasizing again, entrepreneurship is not for everybody. No government in the world can subsidize every sector. So by the time they subsidize everyone, really then that edge that is provided by the solution we have may be affected. Now, when you say adverts are expensive, which is why I said get a business coach. I don't think an advert for a 2,000-3,000 naira that you can run for 3-4 days that is targeted at the audience that you are looking for.
A specific demographics, by the way.
Absolutely.
Because it's there. The provisions are there.
So I'm looking for people this age bracket,
that
live in this area,
that
have this problem.
Quite specific,
It works. So if I don't see where the subsidy really comes in. Then when you say staff salaries and the like, a lot of businesses take on staff that they really don't need to have full time as employees. There's a management practice called outsourcing. So use staff on an outsourced basis. It's not contract staffing.
Okay.
That's another
error
many people don't get. Contract staffing is not outsourcing. Outsourcing, we're outsourced providers, and every staff we manage has all full staff benefits that a core staff has. Right. The employment is not 6 months, 1 year, as it is. So just get a business coach, someone to guide you through some of these teething problems.
What are the common mistakes that startups usually make?
Common mistakes startups make is, first, Adverts never get you a customer. Adverts just get you known. Advertisement never gets you a customer. It just gets you known. So people know you exist. You know what I mean? There are lots of adverts from the multinationals that we like.
Yeah.
It did not make you
talk. Well, I mean, it's not that we're going to go and start buying aeroplane for instance.
Absolutely. Look at the telcos. You like a lot of the adverts, but you didn't pot because of the adverts.
That's right.
Absolutely. So a lot of startups make the mistake, let me spend on advertisement. No. We made that mistake. It's one of the first lessons I learned. When we started in 2006, we had billboards on Ikorodu Road. We had adverts at the airport as you arrived Nigeria. We had around Onikan. Not one customer came in 1 year.
Oh my word.
We spent 10 million naira on adverts.
Oh my goodness me.
So that's why I said, let people who have been there guide you. People buy by man, no man, word of mouth. So we began to build, put a face behind the business, put the business out there and grow gradually. The reputation value brings the customer. So if I advertise now, I don't do newspaper, I don't do TV, I don't do radio with all apology. I just go on Google, I pay 3,000 naira and I target my adverts and then I build a community.
Yeah.
Like I'm here today, yeah. I'm in certain communities, yeah. I put it there last night, I'm going to be at 8 a.m. I can bet you half of my community are listening in. Why? Because I built a community over time. Now, if you have a community of 10,000, only 1% will buy anything you're ever selling.
1%.
So if all you have is a community of 50, it's 1% of 50.
They will buy whatever it is that you're...
So if you are not selling, invest in building your community.
This is a valuable, very valuable information.
So don't... I used to also worry, how can I have so many followers? Then I'm selling a product, they're not paying. Until I found these statistics out. Some just follow you. They're not going to buy. Don't worry. 1%, that 1% is all you need. Then out of the remaining 99, maybe another 10% may not buy, but they will tell somebody else about you who will now buy. People don't buy products or services. People buy people. So you must position yourself to be known, to be trusted. So what you think you'll gain by leaving corporate governance, character and integrity behind is very small. So don't promise what you can't deliver. Don't sell substandard goods. Don't cheat people. That's what traders do. They just want to make a sale. Entrepreneurs don't do that.
And that's why we're here, entrepreneurs.
Yeah.
8:52. Let's see if we can squeeze in a few. Mr. Soji, very quickly, how can people reach out to you?
Fastest way would be to go to my website, sojioyawoye.com. Sojioyawoye.com. Or on Instagram, sojiwoye, S-O-J-I-W-O-Y-E on Instagram. S-O-J-I-W-O-Y-E. You can also call my business line, 0704-366-7607.
If anyone needs mentorship, they can call that line.
Yes, they can. Preferably chat that line than call.
Okay.
I do not do free
coaching
or mentoring. So let's just put that on record.
No, it's fair. I think it's fair, actually. It's about investing in yourself, like you mentioned earlier. It's about investing. But I want to personally thank you for sharing your time with us this morning. I know the stress that we've had to go through to bring you here, because you are not an easy person. I know.
Can you stop that? You know why you need to be careful about words like this?
Yeah.
Before you know it, like I said, the way we are harassed,
yeah,
all those tax people come after me and say, "Oh boy, it looks like you're not paying enough tax." So I'm like, so please stop this nonsense.
Mr. Soji, thank you so much for coming around.
Thank you,
it was a pleasure. I should find time to bring you back again. Will you come back?
Oh, definitely.
Okay.
I enjoyed myself, Sherry.
That's fantastic.
Thank you
so much for coming. I'm Sherif Quadri. I'll be on your radio tomorrow morning at 5. In the meantime, Daily Digest with Jimmy Disu is next. Good morning to you.
89.3 Nigeria Info. We are more than just radio. Subscribe to our YouTube channel at Nigeria Info FM. Check us out on Facebook at Nigeria Info 99.3. Follow us on Twitter at Nigeria Info FM and on Instagram at Nigeria Info FM Lagos for live updates as it happens. 99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk.